You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week brings the Gathering of Nations powwow in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Among the features of this big gathering is the Miss Indian World competition. It's a chance for young women from across the country to represent their nations and tribes and to share their talents. One of the contestants in the Miss Indian World competition was born and raised on the Grand Traverse Band Indian Reservation in Peshawetown, and she's a pre-med biology major at Michigan State University. She will be there representing the Ottawa, Chippewa, Delaware, and Potawatomi nations. Bidoske Stonefish, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Stateside.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us what happens during the Miss Indian World competition.
So during the Miss Indian World competition, we're judged on a traditional talent, public speaking, a dance competition, and a personal interview.
So there's a lot you have to do. When you talk about the talent, what kinds of talent would contestants do?
So the types of talent that we'd see is like storytelling. Some people will sing traditional songs. They'll do traditional dances, which is actually what I'm doing. I'm going to do a jingle dress dance, which is traditional to like Michigan tribes and Great Lake tribes, called the Anishinaabe Nation. So it's like Ottawa, Chippewa, Delaware, and Potawatomi.
I've actually had the pleasure of seeing a jingle dress at a powwow that was in Lansing some years ago. And it is absolutely beautiful. When did you begin dancing?
So I started dancing since I could walk, really. My parents raised me in like my culture, and we call it powwows. That's where we do our dancing. But jingle dress is actually traditional to Ojibwe people. So we dance privately in ceremonies as well.
What kinds of things are you planning to talk about? I assume that there's kind of a sense of I'm going to prepare, or do you not know what questions you're going to be asked?
Our public speaking is going to be impromptu, so we don't know what question they're going to ask. Once we get up on stage, they're going to ask us a question. And they didn't really give us any, like, thing to prepare with for a personal interview. I'm assuming it's going to be more cultural-based. They're going to ask us about traditional foods, our tribe, what's the most significant event that has happened in our tribe in the past 100 years, stuff like that, to make sure we have tribal knowledge and cultural knowledge.
Now, I'm interested, have you done competitions before this big Miss Indian World competition?
I did serve as Miss Potawatomi Nations in 2012, which is not as big as this competition, but it was still tribal pageant, I guess. So we were asked about our knowledge about the Potawatomi Nation. So I did win that one.
Okay, so you've got a little experience going into this.
Yeah, a little experience.
How many contestants will be in the competition next week?
There'll be 35.
All right. And what does the winner get?
So the winner, they get a really beautiful Navajo pottery, or like Southwestern pottery. It's like very beautiful. All winners get it. So like the first runner-up, second runner-up, and Miss Indian World will get like these beautiful pots. And then they get a shawl and, of course, the crown and sash.
So you're representing the Ottawa, Chippewa, Delaware, and Potawatomi nations at this big gathering. What did it mean for you to be chosen to do that?
Yeah, it means a lot to me. I'm really like humbled and honored and like empowered, really. I was born and raised in Peshawetown, Michigan. I was born and raised around my culture and like with traditional values instilled in me by my parents and grandparents. So I'm like really confident in my own cultural knowledge and how I was raised. And I think it's going to be a great experience to be in a competition with other females that have been raised just like how I was, with their own cultural knowledge from all across the United States and Canada.
There'll be a lot of sharing. I'm curious, your name, Bidoske, and it's B-E-E-D-O-S-K-A-H. What does that mean?
It means first light in the morning, roughly translated into English. I'm sure you've heard of the town Petoskey.
Yes.
In northern Michigan. It's basically, it's the same word, just like a more proper way of saying it in our language, Bidoske.
Okay.
And it means like, we say first light in the morning, but it also can translate to the light shining off of the water.
It's a beautiful, beautiful name. Now you're in pre-med with
yes.
the idea of wanting to go to medical school and be a physician.
Yes.
Why did you decide that?
I've always been interested in the medical field, I guess. I've always been interested in being a doctor And when I was very young, like in eighth grade, I tore my ACL, MCL, and meniscus. So I actually had a lot of trips to Ann Arbor, U of M. I had an orthopedic there. I tore it twice. And I really enjoyed being around all the doctors. It was like a terrible experience for me, but it was a great experience at the same time. That is one thing that really made me want to be a doctor.
What do you plan as far as the kind of practice you want to do?
I actually, instead of being into like sports medicine, I actually want to be more like a family physician. And I actually shadowed the doctor on my reservation this winter. She's a Native American woman too. She's just fresh out of medical school. And I don't know, I really like the family clinic aspect of it. I want to eventually move home to my reservation or really any reservation in the United States and work in a clinic, preferably like a rural area.
And do you see yourself mixing the medical science that you'll learn in medical school and in your training along with Native practices?
Yeah, that's one thing I'm really passionate about is our traditional way of healing. I think I like am a firm believer in culture heals. I think if our people have a stronger identity and a stronger sense of who they are, I think that would help heal a lot of ailments that Native Americans have, as far as like diabetes and high blood pressure, suicide. Like we see a lot of those coming into our clinic, just like mental health issues, physical health. I think that culture will help with a lot of those things.
Bring in the best of both worlds. You know, Native Americans are so underrepresented on college and university campuses across the country. Do you have any thoughts as someone who is on the campus at Michigan State University? Do you have any thoughts about what might be done to address that?
Yeah, so my platform actually is focusing on encouraging Native Americans in higher education. And I think to start, we also have really low rates of high school graduation. I think in order to get to the next level, you have to get past high school first. So a lot of the work I would like to do is in high schools and elementary schools and like really promoting like higher education and the importance of having education. I also would encourage like high school students and like middle school students to be the less than 1%. It's hard to be in a class of 500 people and not have anybody of your race or culture in that class, or having a professor of the same like descent as you. It takes a lot of bravery and courage to be the less than 1%. And I just want to encourage, you know, the youth to just do it.
Bideske Stonefish, we wish you lots of luck as you head off to Albuquerque to represent the Ottawa, Chippewa, Delaware, and Potawatomi nations at the Miss Indian World Competition in Albuquerque. Good luck to you.
Thank you.